futures rallied higher on Friday. Wholesale beef values continue to run ahead of last year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 4th of November. Negotiated cash fig cattle trade remained undeveloped in the north through Friday afternoon, based on USDA reports. Although there were too few transactions to trend, a few live sales in the western corn belt were at $112 to $114 hundredweight, and a few dress sales in Nebraska were at $180. Compared to the previous week, that was $2 to $4 higher on a live basis and $5 higher in the beef. Furthermore, USDA's Direct Slaughter Cattle Reporting Dashboard tallied 12,560 head of steers and heifers on Friday, that's live and dressed combined. The average steer price was $113.70 on a live basis and $177.04 in the beef. For the week, live sales in the Southern Plains were $2 higher at $112. Those stronger cash prices and the recent surge in wholesale beef values helped cattle futures rally Friday. Not counting 40 cents lower in newly minted away April, live cattle futures closed an average of $1.55 higher across a range of $1.07 to $2.30 higher in spot D's. Week to week, they were $2.66 higher. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out the December contract is $19 higher than its low on September 9th. Moreover, Griffith says, futures prices indicate fed cattle prices moving higher before the end of the year, with further gains heading into late winter and early spring. While it's difficult to determine what all's driving the current price surge, Griffith says now's the time to take advantage of hedging opportunities, especially with the strong premium in futures compared to cash. Stronger futures prices also helped push cash calf and feeder cattle prices mainly steady to higher last week. Yearling steers and heifers sold steady to $3 higher, while calves traded steady to $2 higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. AMS analysts explain, long-time weaned calves with full rounds of preconditioning vaccinations sold on good demand, creating wide price spreads compared to calves with partial vaccinations. Between unseasonably cold temperatures and wintry weather in various parts of the country, they note that auction receipts were lighter than normal for the fall run. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.94 higher on Friday. Week to week, they are an average of $4.22 higher. And the CME Feeder Cattle Index was $1.25 higher week-to-week on Thursday at $145.98, the highest since April. Wholesale beef values continue to sell higher year-over-year. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $7.76 higher week-to-week on Friday at $233.20 a hundredweight. That was the highest since August, about a week after the Tyson fire. That price was $14.65 more than a year earlier, or 6.7% more. Select was $7.67 higher week to week at $207.51, which was $3.27 more than a year earlier. That made for a choice select spread on Friday of $25.69 a hundredweight, which was $11.39 more, or a staggering 79.6% more than the same time last year. Griffith explains that most of the current strength in cutout prices is coming from the rib and brisket, with slight support from the chuck and round. He also notes 90% lean beef prices remain strong, despite seasonal fourth quarter pressure, with current prices about 16% higher year over year, but slightly lower than the five-year average. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Friday, buoyed by a strong monthly employment report. Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 128,000 in October, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That was significantly more than expectations. The unemployment rate was little changed at 3.6%. the average hourly earnings of all employees on non-farm payrolls increased by 6 cents to $28.12 an hour. Average hourly earnings are 3% higher over the last 12 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 301 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 29 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 94 points. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 4th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.